There's an interesting chiddush of the Sma that is mentioned at length by the Poskim. The Sma in Choshe Mishpat says that although the halach is that Bezdin is not allowed to paskin shailos at night, such as Tchilas Din of Dinei Maminos, says the Sma that's only if it's night and they're sitting in the dark. But let's say it's night and they're sitting in a lit up room. Just because it's dark outside, if the room inside is light, it's considered yoyim. And the halach is regarding the halachis of, he said it specifically, Dinei Maminos at Tchilas Din is only by yoim, it would be kosher to do it even by yoim. That is the chiddush of the Sma. We'll get to that, believe it or not. That is the chiddush of the Sma. Remeir Simcha, the Meshe Chachma, says that I think I found a makar in the Rishonim to the Sma. And his makar is the Evin Ezra in the beginning of Parshas Baloischa. Parshas Baloischa begins with the mitzvah of Baloischa Saneiros, the story of the menorah. It concludes with Miriam speaking Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, comparing the Madrega of Moshe's Nevuah to Shaar Nevi'im. And the Pasuk goes on at length to discuss the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. Moshe wasn't a Navi ki Shaar Nevi'im. He was Bas Baklari Amira, Pe'el Be. He spoke to Hashem the way a man talks to his friend, as opposed to all the Nevi'im that were B'mashal U'b'chidois. The Parsha begins Ba'alois Chesaneiros, and it ends with Nevuah's Moshe. Says the Evin Ezra, Maha Kesher, as if there should be some sort of connection between the beginning of the parasha and the end of the parasha. Says Devin Ezra, parasha, you know what the connection is? Ki hadibur yiyah gam b'layla. We know that Hashem only appeared to Moshe during the day. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have nevuah at night. The smichas parashis is to say that if Moshe was in the Beis HaMikdash, where there was a menorah, ba'alois ches haneiros, ki shom yiyah haner dolek v'lo yikoveh, there the dibur can appear to Moshe even at night. Because although it was dark outside, in the menorah was lit. And if in the menorah was lit, nevuah's Moshe would be shayach afilu b'la. That's the connection between ba'alois ches haneiros and nevuah's Moshe. Nevuah's Moshe is impacted if he's mokem ha-menorah, because there he could get nevuah even b'la. Says the Meshe Chachma, that's the makar to the Sma. Classic. That's the makar to the Sma. The Sma has a makar in Evin Ezra that you see that if there's light in a room, it would be considered day. I once heard from a Moshe Meyer Letterman. He said, based on that, he wanted to answer a Veltz Kasha. Rashi says later in Parashas Baloischa, you have the story of Pesach Sheni. So there were people that were Tmeim Lenefesh. We learned the Gemara together. Who were these people? But there were Anoshim that were Tmeim Lenefesh. They couldn't bring the first carbon Pesach that was born in the Midbar. So they come, the only carbon Pesach that was born in the Midbar, and they come to Moshe, and what are we supposed to do? We don't know what to do. So Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know. Says, 1 second, imdu ve'eshma of mayisav Hashem lochem. Wait 1 second, let me reach out to Hashem. I'm going to find that. I'm going to give you an answer. So Rashi famously says, omalem imdu ve'eshma. Moshe told the Yidden, wait 1 second, these people, I'm going to let you know. Kitalmid hamuftach l'shmoyem evi rabbi. He was positive that Hashem was going to take his call, right? So I didn't know he was going to get through. So, no, he knew. Ketalmid hamuftach l'shmoya mipi rabbi. And says Rashi, Ashri yalud isha shekach muftach. Think about the level that Madrega and Moshe Rabbeinu had achieved. Shekholz mancha yoroitza. Whenever he wanted, hoye medabre mashchino. He was able to speak to the shchino. The Velt asks Akasha that Rashi says in Parshas Boy, by the mitzvah of Achodesh Azalochem, when Hashem comes to Moshe and Aharon in the Midbar, and he tells them, tissue, and he tells them, gives them the mitzvah of the moilid, to be mekadosh halavana. So Rashi says neskasha Moshe. Moshe wasn't sure exactly al moilid halavana. Right? It's confusing. We learned the sugis together. It's not so easy to figure out the moilid. So Moshe himself didn't really know how to figure out the moilid. So what did Hashem do? Ve'heraloi be'etzbas. Hashem took him outside and he pointed with his finger. Hachodesh hazeh. Hazeh always means like you're pointing at something. Etzba es halavana. He pointed to the moon. He says, when it looks like this, that's the moilid. That's when you start to new month. Freaked Rashi Akasha, and the Makar is a Mechilta that had the Kate Sadhero. How was Hashem able to show Moshe the Levana? And Hashem only spoke to Moshe during the day. Elo Rashi says it must have been some of the Shkia Sachama. And literally, as the sun was setting, the moon rose. And that's why, which scientifically works, because in the Moilid, you're able to see the moon, Dafka, right around sunset time. So that's what he did. And that's why he was able to, our in-house astronomer, that's why he was able to work out. Al-Kapadim, this is Rashi that we just spoke out, the Evin Ezra, that Nevuas Moshe was only by Yoim. So, Makshem O'ilam, how could Rashi say, Ashri Yelud Isha, Shekolz Man Shoyeroitza, Hayyavadabra Mashkinah, whenever he wanted, he could talk, it's not true, it's not whenever he wanted. It was only 12 hours of the day. During day, b'yoyim, he was able to talk to Hashem. But b'layla, once the sun sets, after shkia, it says, at that time point, he's not allowed to. He can't talk to Hashem anymore. Nevuas Moshe is only by Yom. So what does Rashi mean? She calls Mancha Yoritza. Sir Moshe Maya said, "Wait, Devin Ezra, it's very posh. Whenever he wanted to talk, even at night, he could always enter the Mokum HaMikdash, the Mokum Baloischeh Aneiros, and over there he would able to communicate with the Shechina, even if it was Laila." Very, very nice. One other thing you asked: what would be Fakert? What if it's dark outside or inside, and really it's day? So a little in Yana Diyama with Parshas Va'era, boy, these are the Parshios of the Makos. So you have the first seven of the 10 Makos in this week's Parshas Va'era, and then the last three Makos of Arba, Choshech, and Makos Bechoros, those are in Parshas Boy, Boy is Big Matria 3, right? Obey is Aleph. So those are the three Parshios that are mentioned in Parshas Boy. So we know that the ninth Makos was Makos Choshech. Pasuk says that although there was Choshech for the Mitzrim, however, Ulechol b'nei Yisrael ha'ya Arba Meshvoisam. The Yidden, where they lived, they had Ur, they had light, even during Makos Choshech. Says Yonas and Benaziel as follows: Ulechol b'nei Yisrael havena ha'ira. Why? Number one, Lemikba Rashiaya divei Nehoin de Misan. Number one, a lot of the Yidden had died. 4/5 of the Yidden had died during Makos Choshech, and the Yidden buried them during Makos Choshech. So had it been dark for them, it wouldn't have been Shayach. So Hashem had to make that it should be light for the Yidden, so that they should be able to bury these Rishayim, these people who had died during Makos Choshech. And then he adds another reason: the Zakoayo, the good guys, lemesoik b'mitzvasa demoisva nehain, so that they should be able to do mitzvahs. So which mitzvahs exactly did they need light for to be able to do? I heard this Targum Yonasim from Reb Shlomo Feivel. So he said as follows: you know which mitzvah? Says the Pirish Yonasim, the Kama mitzvah is Tluim Ba'or. There are many mitzvahs that you need light in order to observe. Kumay tzitzes, the tefillin, and Kriya Shemashal Shachris. So had it not been light for the Yidden would not have been able to do those mitzvahs. It's for that reason they needed for it to be light. It's an unbelievable thing. Yesh Lachgar, during Makos Choshech, did the sun rise and set the way it always rises and sets? Pashit, it did. What was the Choshech? The way the Ramban says, it wasn't Choshech in the sense that there was no Ur. It was Choshech, right? It wasn't an E-Laila, a header of Laila. There was some physical Choshech that Hashem placed in the world that didn't allow you to see, even though technically, Chukei Ateva, the sun and everything was revolving the way it always does. Meaning, Be'etzim, it was Yoim, it was day. The issue was there was Choshech. And from the Targum Yonasan, it would appear, at least the way the Pirush Yonasan explains the Targum Yonasan, that it would appear that had it been day, but also dark, then they would not have been able to be mekayim the mitzvahs that are toli by Yoim. Because the mitzvahs that are toli by Yoim are not toli in Yoim, but rather they're toli in Ur. And to the extent that there would not have been Ur, they wouldn't have been able to be mekayim the mitzvahs.